Shabbos, dear friends, thanks for coming back again every Friday as we transition the hustle, the bustle, the chaos, the uncertainty of the week into the serenity, the peace, and the calm of Shabbos, a taste of the world to come. Me'ein olam haba liyom shekulo Shabbos. We long for the day that will be all Shabbos, but until then, we're so grateful to have at least a 25-hour Shabbos, a respite, a refuge, a place to be able to escape to. No news, no updates, no going backwards, no going forwards, no new numbers. A place to just experience and to be elevated. I want to thank our dear friends Mendy and Tzipora Fishman for sponsoring us. It's Chus for Chaya Rivka Bas Tzipora Fredel. Thank you for your generosity. And I have to tell you, if I got one more text today, I got so many beautiful, beloved texts from wonderful friends saying, oh, today's Daf Yomi is perfect for Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. If you learn the Daf, you know Shabbos Kuf Yotess is all about how to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, how to get ready, how to wake up early. It's a special notion of Achibat to wake up early and to serve the Shabbos, how to shop for Shabbos, how to save the delicacies and reserve the best for Shabbos, salting the fish or sweeping the ground or buying the ingredients or doing the dishes all for Shabbos. There's a beautiful, I'll just quote you and then we'll get back to our regular limud, our regular study. The Gemara here in today's Daf, Shabbos Daf Kuf Yotess, tells the story, Amar LeKesar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. The Caesar, the Caesar, said to the great Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Bibnei Matav Shosha Shabbos Reicho Nodev. What is that great smell? You walk into a home on a Friday, a Jewish home, it's a great smell. The potato kugel, the challah, the chicken, the meat. What a great smell. What is that aroma? Where does it come from? How does it spread so near and far? Amar LeKesar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya says, Tavlan Echad Yesh Lanu, the Shabbos Shemo. We have a special spice. There's an ingredient in our food. There's an ingredient. Anyone see the article in The Economist about chelent? An article in The Economist, not exactly a Jewish newspaper. In the time of quarantine and lockdown, the best food is a little something called chelent. So The Economist and the non-Jewish nations of the world, they could try to access our recipes. They could try to tap into our delicacies. But you know, says the Gemara here, Tavlan Echad Yesh Lanu V'Shabbos Shemo, we've got a special spice. And the spice that we have, it's what flavors, it's what creates that aroma. It's what creates that incredible smell, the aroma, the flavors. Shanu matilin lesocha, we put it inside, reicho nodef. And when you add this one ingredient, then the aroma, the taste, the flavor goes everywhere. So, if you're the Caesar, if you're the Caesar, powerful person, what do you say to Rabbi Yeshua? What do you say to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya? So the Caesar tells him, Amar lo, tein lanu heimanu. Where do I get the spice? Machane Yehuda, where do I have to go? Supersol, The Grove, Winn-Dixie, where do I have to go? Aroma, appropriately named. Amalos, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya says, no, kol mishamer sashabbos mo'alo. She'enu mishamer sashabbos ein mo'alo. This is a spice. It doesn't come in a little bottle with holes on top. This is a spice you can't buy wholesale retail. You can't order it off Amazon. This is a spice that if you're shomer Shabbos, then your food tastes good when you add this ingredient. And if you're not, it doesn't. Interestingly, the Maharshar of Shmuel Idels explains that there was a spice in antiquity, if you look in Maseches Uktzin, in the third parak, called Sheves. There was a spice called Sheves. So at first, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya thought he'll get away with telling the Kesar, oh, we have a spice, we put it in, it's called Sheves, amazing spice. That's what you're smelling, that's what you're tasting. So when the Kesar said, well, where do I get it? This spice called Sheves, where do I order it? That's when he had to come clean and say, no, 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 kol mishamer Shabbos. It's not Sheves, the spice, it's Shabbos, the holiday. It's Shabbos, the Neshama Yisera. It's Shabbos, the essence of what this day is really all about. So when I was learning this Gemara, it occurred to me, what do you mean kol shomer Shabbos, that if you're shomer Shabbos, then reicho nodef, the smell travels and so on. If you're shomer Shabbos, by the time it's Shabbos, you're no longer cooking for Shabbos. By the time it's Shabbos, the aroma is no longer spreading as far and wide as the kitchen is on Friday when you're getting ready. But if you go back to something we've shared so many times before, that the term, the expression shomer Shabbos, the Ovi Yisrael, the Apter Rav, and many other Rebbe say, that to be a shomer Shabbos, and it's also all throughout today's daf, Shabbos Kuf Yotess, to be a shomer Shabbos is not once Shabbos begins. That, you're obligated in. That, when the sun goes down Friday, like it or not, here it comes. 39 malachas, no creative labor for you. We are held accountable. We are responsible. We have no flexibility. What does it mean to be a Shomer Shabbos is not once the sun goes down Friday. What it means to Shomer Shabbos is, do you look forward to Shabbos the whole week long? V'aviv shamaras hadavar. Yaakov was longing for Yosef. Shomer, shamaras hadavar. Shomer, we find it many places in Tanakh that the word shomer, shamar, doesn't just mean to safeguard, it means to anticipate, to look forward, to count down, to be excited. So maybe that's what the Gemara means. Kol ha-shomer Shabbos. Kol ha-shomer es ha-shabbos mo'al lo. It means that if you look forward to and you invest in and you're excited and you invest yourself in, every time you add an ingredient, and with everything that you're getting ready and getting prepared, you're setting the Shabbos table, and you're getting the Shabbos candles ready, and you're making the Shabbos food, and you're putting out your Shabbos clothing. With each act, you're mentally, mindfully thinking, the covered Shabbos Kodesh. This is not just another day of the week. This is not just another form of me. This is the best version of me. I'm putting on my Shabbos ponim over my vachadik upon him. Kol mishamish mishamers a Shabbos. You have to be shomer. You have to look forward. You have to anticipate. So if Friday is the Friday, is the house, is the home a place that shomer Shabbos? So you'll say, what do you mean? How do you evaluate whether you're a shomer Shabbos? Not Friday, not till Friday night Shabbos. The answer is no. You could look at a Jewish home on a Friday and see whether they're Shomer Shabbos. Not Shomer, the technical parts of Shabbos. Shomer, are they fulfilling the countdown, the looking forward to, the anticipation, the excitement, all those other components of Shabbos, which our daft talks so much about. Okay, so getting back to what we were learning, we're going through Rav Melech Biderman, Be'er HaChayim, on Zmiras and Shabbos. And we last left off last week, recorded a magnificent pshat. The Sefer Eitz Hadas HaTov tells us, the Gemara tells him, Neseva Takum, that if you're in the presence of somebody who is of ripe age, who is like a fine wine better with age, an empty nester, a senior, I don't know what the politically correct or proper or sensitive way, although I'm heading there myself. So Neseva Takum, you have to stand, you have to rise for such a person. So he says, why are you rising for such a person? Because that person has experienced so many Shabbosim. The more Shabboses that you've tapped into, we established last week that in some ways Shabbos, it's holier and it's more elevated than Yom Kippur. You can be forgiven for things that Yom Kippur doesn't achieve. If you do tshuva, then Shabbos is able to achieve a tshuva that Yom Kippur can't. Shabbos is the holiest day. It's the holiest holiday. And therefore, the person who has observed, who's experienced, who's encountered the most Shabbosim is deserving of our greatest honor and our standing for them. V'kacha, Maharebbe Kodesh HaChidushi Arim, said the Ger Rebbe, ki b'chol erev Shabbos Kodesh, b'zman ha-samoch Shabbos holik Moshe Rabbeinu ba'atzmo, l'chol ish mi'Yisrael odia she-Shabbos hayom. Every erev Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu comes, literally, figuratively, and he reminds us, and he tells us, it's coming Shabbos. It doesn't matter how turned off you are. It doesn't matter how disconnected you are. Still, a Jew feels Shabbos. The pintali yid, the holy spark. I've engaged many, unfortunately too many, Jews who are off the derech, are struggling with being off the derech. Particularly, you talk about those who grew up in Hasidisha homes, and you know, much more than just cultural. You could dismiss it as a cultural association or identification, but it's much more than cultural. Even those who are no longer strictly observing, but still they're connected. They want to eat shalant, they want to make a lechaim, they want to eat kigel, they want to connect to the sights, the flavors, the sounds, the smells of Shabbos. That even a Jew who is saguru misugar, closed off, disconnected from their neshama, they can't help it. When Shabbos comes, they feel there's something special. Afu mochiachin shalachol abriya yesh la'alab aliyah b'Shabbos, v'afilu bali chayim. Everything is elevated on Shabbos. Everybody has what we call an aliyah on Shabbos. Now, right now, the only one getting an aliyah is the Baal Korei. It's an interesting thing. You know, I looked around. Often you'll hear from people, I haven't had an aliyah here in 7 years. I only got 4 aliyahs this year, and someone else got 6. Everyone is always complaining when the other people get aliyahs. No one's complaining right now. Because coronavirus is the great equalizer. Only the Baal Korei is getting all aliyahs. Nobody's upset that they're not getting it. So what does it mean an aliyah? An aliyah means you're elevated, you're enriched, you're transformed. So even Baal Chaim, even animals know it's Shabbos. You know, a baby doesn't get the bris until the 8th day. Why doesn't a baby have his bris on the 8th day? Why the 8th day? What is it about the 8th day that you're waiting for? So there's scientific medical reasons, but we have a metaphysical reason. The metaphysical reason is because if you wait till the 8th day, then what do you guarantee, what do you know for certain? That the baby has experienced a Shabbos. That this new neshama, that this new baby has made his way through a Shabbos. So before he can enter the covenant, the bris of Avraham Avinu, he has to first experience a Shabbos. We make a party, comfort him, We celebrate with him. We make a Shalom Zachor. That Friday night, he has the first experience of Shabbos. So it's not just true for a human being, for a neshama, even a undeveloped one, an immature one of a baby, but it's true for Balei Chaim, it's true for animals. Because the halacha is that an animal is not eligible to be offered on the Mizbeach until it's 8 days old. Why does the animal need to be 8 days old? So Chazal tell us in the Medrash Rabbah, Dechazei Apim Mitruna Tchila. Because Lamadnu Sha'af Balei Chaim She'im Behem Das, Mishtana Lama'al Yusa B'Shabbos Kodesh. Even an animal who has no conscience, no consciousness, even the animal who only has a nefesh, not a neshama, let alone a neshama yisera, but even the animal knows it's Shabbos. Now, I'm not saying you got to get special clothing for your dog or for your cat. I'm not telling you got to put out special treats for them. But even your animal, whether you realize it or not, your animal is transformed. Your animal is elevated. The whole universe, the cosmos, can feel, knows that it's no ordinary time. This is a special time, an auspicious time, a time imbued and endowed with a great energy. This is the holy time of Shabbos. Reina, I just want to finish with one more thing because this isn't on our parsha. This is a sefer on Shabbos and Zmiros, but as always, it connects to our parsha. Reina ad hechan advarim magiim kosav agon Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz. The great Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz has a commentary on the Torah called Tiferes Yehonason. It's a beautiful sefer. And Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz says the following. Matzina stira b'zohar ha-kadosh. Migadol v'nitzkav mimi ha'im anashim asher ba'eretz heima. Oh, sorry, this wasn't it. I'm going to skip and come back to this. Wait, maybe this was it? Yes, this is it. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz says, there's a contradiction in the Zohar. Who is holier? Who is higher than whom? Who's greater, angels or human beings? Who is more elevated? Who's higher? All week long, the human being is frail and fragile. The human being is vulnerable. The human being makes mistakes. The human being has poor judgment. The human being gives into temptation, desire, and appetite. All week long, the angel stands elevated higher, superior to the human, but comes Shabbos. Yom HaShabbos Nis'ala HaYehudim Me'al HaSurafim. Shabbos, when the Jew is living the best version of themselves. Shabbos, when they've disconnected from this world and they're tasting the world to come. Shabbos, when we are no longer on technology. Shabbos, when we're no longer feeling what's missing, but we feel complete and whole. Shabbos, when we're tasting the world to come. Shabbos, when we have a Nisham Yisera, then we are elevated. We are superior to the angel. And now we understand the Pasuk. When Bilam praises the Jewish people, state in Pasuk, it says here in Parashas Balak, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Pasuk says, Ki lo nachash bi Yaakov, lo kesem bi Yisrael. There's no divination in Yaakov, no sorcery in the Jewish people. Ko'es ye amer li Yaakov, uli Yisrael, ma pa'al kel. Like this time, it will be said to Yaakov and to the Jewish people, what has God done? What has God wrought? Beautiful Rashi, look up Rashi in the Pasuk. But here he says the following. Hine eis, it says, eis, ka eis, ye amer li Yaakov. At that time, it will be said to Yaakov and Yisrael. What is that eis? What is that at that time? Eis romezes al Shabbos Kodesh. Shehiya eis hayadua v'hagedula. Eis, the time is the time. The time with the capital T, the time, the most elevated time, the highest time, the most lofty time is, of course, Shabbos. Uka eis b'yom haShabbos ye'amer li Yaakov, the malachei asharis will ask Yaakov, ma pa'al kel, b'bnei sheYisrael omdim b'mal gavo yosim malachei asharis, v'yakein heim b'varim etzlam, ma pa'al kel. It is ka'eis, at that time, the angels will ask the Jewish people. Why are angels asking the Jewish people? Jewish people shouldn't be asking angels. Angels are higher. Angels are holier. The answer is that's true all week long. But come Shabbos, angels aren't higher or holier. Who's higher and holier? Come Shabbos, the Jewish people. We're the highest, we're the holiest. So my dear friends, in these last moments, as we're making the final Shabbos preparations, we have a tavlin. We have a spice. It's called Shabbos. It's a delicious spice. It's got a magnificent and lofty aroma. No one's allergic to it. It's a spice that has healing powers. It is an incredible, incredible spice. But here's the thing, you can't buy it in a store. And nobody can add it to your challah. Each of us, by being a Shomer Shabbos, by looking forward and being excited, we add the tavlin shel Shabbos. We add that spice and it makes everything taste better. The shluf is better and the food is better and the conversation is better. Everything is better when we add that spice. We should all be zocha to add the spice called Shabbos. We should all be zocha to Yom Shekulo Shabbos. We long for Mashiach. Enough of this craziness already. We should all be zocha to welcome, to be transformed by the Shabbos, and to be able to be higher and holier even than the angels. Wishing you a happy, a holy, and a healthy Shabbos.